One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. We're also being simulcast tonight, streamed on worldwide internet. Glad to have you in here. Got a great one for you tonight. Want you to stay tuned. Mega power shelves, that's what we're talking about, in a transitional world of these power-shifting crises that are coming on us every day. Have you ever noticed what really is coming down? Have you seen behind the purpose of all these storms and all this activity, earthquakes, famines, pestilence? What's going on, folks? Well, we're going to talk to you not only about the three major ongoing power shifting crises that's already underway, and the London Financial Times announced in 2009 that we need, after all these things, the opportunities that we've had for change, we're talking about financial, political, and environmental stages that we've gone through in this power shifts, and they're taking it down one notch at a time. You know, it's just like boiling the water to get the frog. He never realizes the water is heating up until it's too late for him to escape, and that's the way that this controlled financial and political and environmental stages has come upon us in these mega power shifts that we've got going on today. Now, these macro transitional events are leading us to a new world order of an agenda of the financial and political and environmental elite. And it states this, to a controlled end that we might have a new world order, if you will, that we've talked about. And we've talked about a new world order for 25 years or longer. For 25 years, for the last 25 years, we've had this bipolar event in a political order to bring about a peaceful conclusion, and globalism, which is now taking over, and we're talking about the advent of technology, that it made it possible. Here now, they've added technology, and the world is linked together. We're no longer an independent nation. We're hooked around the world to electronics. Just listen to the world as it talks about losing contact with the world in the event of a storm that we got going on right now at this hour. Have you ever noticed why they were having so many disastrous results they were having? Hey, something wrong. Something's going on, folks. And you say, well, they can't control the weather, Pastor Buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've always been taught, and we all have always believed, that the global power elite doesn't have the ability to control the weather. When we know from certain things that's been said concerning the things that we're talking about here, is that they've long had the ability to control the weather. Now, why would we deny that? Well, simply because we believe in nature. We don't understand the technology. We don't understand the things that's been coming down over the years. We haven't really been privy or privileged to know these things that have happened to make us believe that they have what the Bible would call the ability to control the weather. Earthquakes, do we have the power to control or to invent earthquakes? Well, according to some of the officials of the government, we know that they do, by their own admission. Well, who are we talking about? Well, we're talking about Secretary of State in Atlanta, Georgia, speaking in 97. He said that these nations that would come together and control, if you will, control the weather and control these things that we're concerned about today, but we don't think they have control. Earthquakes happening all over the world. We just think it's a natural event, and we leave that to Yahweh because we read the Bible. Yahweh predicted them, earthquakes in diverse places. Now, it didn't say that he would cause them. You say, well, you know, that's what he meant. No, it doesn't. Don't really mean that it was not a controlled event. Let's say that we do have the ability to bring about these earthquakes, artificially induced. Now, we know that there's an area of research devoted to man-made earthquakes. Geologists and seismologists agree that earthquakes can be induced in five major ways. Fluid injection into the earth, fluid extraction from the earth, mining or quarrying, nuclear testing, and through the construction of dams and reservoirs And by the Tesla technology, and we're talking that this technology that he had in the 30s, he proved to the U.S. government at that time that he could wreak havoc on certain areas. In fact, there are officially recorded instances of earthquakes caused by human activity. Now, with the geologist discovering that disposal of waste fluid by means of injecting them deep into the earth can trigger earthquakes, after a series of earthquakes in the Denver area occurred in 62 through 65. And the periods and the amounts of injected waste coincided with the frequency and magnitude of quakes in the Denver area. The earthquakes were triggered because the liquid which they injected under high pressure released stored strain energy in the rocks. And man-made earthquakes, it's today something like coming out of the X-Files, but now we know that it's possible. The Tesla technology of Mr. Nikola Tesla is one of the 20th century's greatest scientists. He was an inventor of electronic devices and the pioneer of free energy. Tesla never gained the recognition he deserved simply because all his patents were stolen or given to someone other than for scientific breakthroughs, or they were deemed too sensitive by the corporate and government powers of the day, and in the lost inventions of a book entitled simply Tesla, we talk about man-made earthquakes. It discloses Tesla's fascination with the power of the resonance and how he experimented with it in not only electrical fields, but in the mechanical plane as well. In his Manhattan lab, he built a mechanical vibrator and tested their powers, and one experiment is reported to be gotten out of hand. He attached a powerful little vibrator driven by compressed air to a steel pillar. And he left it there and went about his business. Meanwhile, down the street, a violent quaking had built up, shaking down plaster, bursting plumbing, cracking windows, breaking heavy machinery off its anchorages. And so Tesla's vibrator had found the resonance frequency of a deep, sandy layer of subsoil beneath the building, setting off a small earthquake. And soon, Tesla's own building began to shake. It's reported, just as the police broke into his lab, Tesla was seen smashing the device with a sledgehammer. The only way he could promptly stop it. And in a similar experiment, on an evening walk through the city, he attached a battery-powered vibrator, described as being the size of an alarm clock, to the steel framework of a building under construction, and he adjusted it to a suitable frequency and set the structure into resonant vibration. The structure began to shake, so that the earth again began to shake under his feet. And he later boasted that he could shake down the Empire State Building with this simple device. If this claim was not exaggerated enough, He went on to say a large-scale resonant vibrator was capable of splitting the earth in half. And now, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on here? Do you think maybe that the military, the government, the United States with HARP and electromagnetic signals of certain frequencies can be transmitted through the earth to form standing waves in a vibration or in the earth itself in certain cases? Coherence to this standing wave, it can be induced or in a fraction of a vast surging electromagnetic current of the earth itself feeds into the augments of the induced standing wave. Now, we've got something here on our hands, ladies and gentlemen, that gives man the control of the environment, and as Tesla stated, that he could split the earth in half by a device of his genius. Now, of course, that was tested in a smaller setting, but once they proved his technology of electromagnetic current actually feeding from the earth itself and augmenting the induced standing wave, we know from past experience that this is a giant standing wave vibration that can be produced to a focus beam and directed anywhere in Earth. Tesla also expressed grave concerns about the effects of his technology because it is exactly the type of thing that could easily get out of control once it began vibrating within the Earth and could actually cause the Earth to vibrate to pieces. Can you believe it? Now, another leading Tesla researcher and nuclear engineer. Now, we're stepping it up. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Bearden. Lecturing at the U.S. Association in 1981 stated that Tesla found that he could set up standing waves in the earth on the molten core. Or he could just set it up through the rocks. Activity in the rocks would furnish activity into these waves, and one could get more potential energy and magnify them to the point that it got out of control. When you dump the energy into the atmosphere beyond the point of the other side of the earth that you focus on, you start ionizing the air and you can change the weather flow patterns, the jet streams. Now, let's go back and look at some of these suspicious hurricanes moving through the earth, particularly the last few years, we had or saw the ability of someone or some hand, it seemed, and we all believe it was the hand of God that controls the direction of the weather. But we saw it change directions. They couldn't build a computer image of where it would come out because it kept drastically changing, which is so predictable as it's nature. If it's not nature, and you change the flow patterns, if you dump it gradually, you influence the weather patterns and the vibrations in the weather. It's a weather machine. You can dump it sharply, or you don't get little ionizations. You get flashes and fireballs of plasma that will come down on the surface of the earth. Therefore, you can cause enormous weather changes over entire regions by playing with this little invention called HAARP. Now, in the Arctic, there's a compound of 450 meters east of Anchorage, Alaska. The Pentagon erected this powerful transmitter designed to beam more than a gigawatt of energy into the upper reaches of the atmosphere, known as Project HAARP, High Frequency Active Aurora Research Program, or HAARP. The experiment involves the world's greatest ionosphere heater, a device designed to zap the skies with hundreds of kilometers into the earth and high above in the high-frequency radio wave range, where they can change particles to the ionosphere, which when energized by natural processes, it makes up the phenomenon known as the Northern Lights. And according to U.S. Navy Air Force, co-sponsors of the project, to observe the complex natural vibrations of Alaska's ionosphere as well, they admit to develop new forms of communication and surveillance technology to enable the military to send signals to nuclear submarines and peer deep underground. Now, this is directional. They can control it. And when this became public, a number of independent researchers began to warn that the operation was really a secret agenda, including weather modification, mind control. Oh, did I say mind control? Have you ever wondered in this day? Now, let's just take this last week. We've had an earthquake in Colorado. We've had an earthquake in Peru. We've had an earthquake in Virginia. We've had an earthquake in California. And the evidence shows that they were nuclear-induced, not natural-induced. Could HAARP, the Pentagon's ultimate weather control, and we've had officials that have spoke of weather control devices in the hands of the United States in particular, and maybe other nations. HAARP is not exclusive to the United States. It's also being developed in Russia and in Norway, in countries that have taken it upon themselves to try to get the advantage over other nations. Hundreds of miles above the earth with high-frequency radio waves. Now, I don't know about you, but we've got a volcano of eruptions around the world. Well, you say that's according to the Bible, Pastor Buddy. In the last days, earthquakes in diverse places. That's true. That is very true. And we are definitely in the last days. But what if the HAARP transmissions could also be used for the detection and monitoring of electromagnetic plasma phenomena, precursors of seismic activity and tectonic movement was involved? Researchers believe that HAARP transmissions are actually being used to activate or trigger exactly the same electromagnetic conditions that can cause the tectonic movement. Jerry Smith, who wrote HARP, the ultimate weapon of the conspiracy, what did he mean? Warns that many atmospheric scientists working on the secretive military project might be unaware of HARP's brave potential to wreak havoc on the Earth. Now, that reminds me of Atlantis and its destruction. We've known about it as a myth, that it was just a myth that it ever existed. But one of the suggesting reasons that Atlantis sank beneath the sea was this very machine of Tesla technology left unattended to where it caused a gigantic earthquake and all of Atlantis sank beneath the sea with all of their advanced technology and became the victim of their brainchild. Now, let's talk about the originator and brainchild of the scientist, Bernard Eastlug. Judging from his ATTI patent, Tesla was a major inspiration for Eastlug's ionosphere heater. He describes one of Tesla's ideals, which is remarkably similar to Eastlug II, who was the modern inventor of HARP, but on the concept of electromagnetic control technology, we're left to think that Tesla inspired Mr. Eastlug to invent this wonderful, if it's to be called wonderful, technology, if it was used for good purposes, which Mr. Tesla warned that it could get into the hands of the wrong. In this case, it's got into the hands of the military, because the military took the patent, claimed it as its own, and it was sold to the military, and it's now being used before great amounts of energy to be transferred through electronic transference of plasma phenomena, which is the precursor to the seismic activity and Teutonic plate moving. And don't think that they cannot trigger the earthquakes in any direction, at any place, at any time that they want to. They can do it. It's been proven. Yet we still got skeptical people that don't like to think of people like Professor Gordon J.F. McDonnell, Associate Director of the Institute of Geophysics and Planetary Physics at the University of California. He's a member of President's Science Advisory Committee and now is a member of the President's Council on Environmental Quality. He published papers on the use of environmental control technologies for military purposes. And Mr. Cohen, in a speech in Atlanta, like I alluded to, he says it was possible for nations to get in control of the Earth's weather with a small amount of energy that could vastly produce great amounts of energy if a device was triggered, or if the Earth was induced to vibrate in a weapon system that is only now coming out on how to wreck the environment. How to wreck with manipulation using the planet's energy fields. That's what Tesla was tapping into. Starting with a small vibrator and causing the earth to start vibrating and shaking. And the longer it shakes, it's just like a continuous aftershock of an earthquake. Listen to this. PARP is a weapon, according to Mr. McDougall's papers here, that would cause destabilization, ozone depletion, techniques, earthquake engineering, ocean wave control could actually bring tsunamis to any country that they wanted to. He speculated that these weapons could be developed and when used would be virtually undetectable by the victims. Are we victims of the latest weapon of war? When in her book, Planet Earth, renowned scientist and nuclear activist, Dr. Rochelle Birktel says such electromagnetic weapons have the ability to transmit explosives and other devices such as earthquakes, induction across the intercontinental and distances to any selected target site on the globe with force levels equivalent to major nuclear explosions without having a nuclear explosion. In other words, with these vibrations, these people are predicting that we already have the ability to transmit these explosive devices without any detection from anywhere on Earth. To be sent to anywhere on Earth, intercontinental distances selected by a target site on the globe could receive this transmission of explosives and these other effects, such as earthquakes, across the intercontinental with no distances. Now, in her book, she explains that the pulsed, extremely low frequency ELF waves can be used to convey the mechanical effects and vibrations at great distances through the Earth. And with such manipulation of the Earth targets, she states that we have the capability to cause disturbances of earthquakes and tectonic plates, and if the fire is already lit with volcanoes and tectonic weakness of the plates, and they know this, they know where the fault lines are, they can then have a great effect on the weather by creating storms. Well, we got one tonight. I don't know where it's been created. What about the earthquake that happened before? Why are these things happening in this frequency? Is there something behind? Is a new world order running out of time? And they just can't wait to induce this weather pattern creating storms and torrential rains? Or the lack of thereof with these extremely low frequency ELF waves. They can convey mechanical effects and vibrations of great distances through the Earth. These are scientists with PhDs that are talking. and warning us that it could be going on right now. Now, notice this. On November the 28th, in 2004, Rutgers reported that during a three-day span, 169 whales and dolphins beached themselves on an island off the southern coast of mainland Australia. The cause of these beachings is not known. But Bob Brown, a senator in the Australian Parliament, said sound bombings or seismic tests on ocean floors sent to test for oil and gas have been recently carried out near the site of this beaching of the whales. Now, we know that these whales have a built-in sonic radar guidance system. Now, something that was sent like ELF low wave frequencies, directed anywhere and pulsed anywhere in the earth, it could have caused these unnatural occurrences of beaching. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that these mineral-rich areas of the world's oceans have become a battleground before these intense survey activities in the North Sea, the Sea off Alaska's North Slope, and the Gulf of Mexico, and areas around Australia, South America. These are the current hot spots of activity of impulses created by the release of air from the arrays of up to 24 air guns that creates this low-frequency sound powerful enough to penetrate up to 40 kilometers below the seafloor and to mouth out through these sound waves, which are roughly comparable to a sound of at least 140 or 170 OBD in the air. And these, according to Australian Conservation Foundation, these 200 B plus shots from the air gun are fired every 10 seconds from 10 meters below the surface 24 hours a day for 2 weeks period of time, weather permitting. Now, these tests are known to affect the whales, the dolphins, and these acute hearing use sonar, like I said, and this air guns that fires 10 seconds from 10 meters below the surface 24 hours a day, 2 weeks in a row, to map out the minerals that lay beneath the ocean floor. Seismic encounters, it's just like a reading off of an X-ray or a scan of these very sensitive devices. Man hears not. On December the 24th, there was a magnitude 8.1 earthquake more than 800 kilometers southeast of the place where the whales beached near New Zealand, with a subsequent aftershock of 6.1, and then a little later in the morning of that same day, they had a recurrence. And then on December the 26th, the magnitude 9.0 earthquake struck, leading to the devastating tsunami that killed more than 300,000 people. As on December the 26th, on December the 27th, 20 whales beat themselves near the southern island of the occurrence. Interestingly, the locations of the whale beachings over the previous 30 days correlate with the same great area struck by an 8.1 Australian offshore earthquake, and the seismic testing took place in the same area. Then 2 days after the Australian tectonic plate shifted, we had a 9.0 earthquake shook the coast of Indonesia and sent a strong tsunami that killed over 300,000 people, as I've said. There is strong evidence suggesting that oil exploration activities have induced earthquakes in the past. Although a link is yet to be established to this case, and it's hard to prove, they have written papers on seismology in the oil field by Russian who are scientists that have observed that earthquakes can be triggered by human action. Well, you don't know of a nation that would do that, do you? Or is it just a sign of the time? The death and devastation caused by major earthquakes around the world can only worsen in years to come as growing urban development and unprecedented population growth compound the lethal effects of nature and, as some researchers claim, man-made seismic hazards. Now, with the world's population nearing 7 billion people and growing at an unprecedented rate, there are fewer unpopulated places for quakes to strike. And with ever more people to accommodate, there is more multi-story construction in these fault zones for people to become susceptible. Frightening, controversial projects like HAARP, with applications ranging from weather modification to mind control. Mind control? Remember I said low waves, ELM waves of extreme low frequency can be caused to convey mechanical effects into the brain as well as to the earth. Because actually the brain is patterned after the activity patterns of the earth. Could the earth be a giant brain? And could the earth be controlled, as Tesla says? Well, someone has got the power to know. And here we are today in a global power elite where we are taken upon ourselves through the Commission and the Council of Foreign Relations. We're having think tanks, geopolitical planning network, and the noose of electronics is slowly closing around the neck of the unsuspecting people who use these devices to become micro-transition managed in a vast complex to be predictable because of the mass mind control techniques that they are now employing around the world to every nation, starting here, I believe, in the United States. And we know that the United States is being dissolved and changed into a much more controllable, no-gun, simply because a world government cannot tolerate that any one sovereign superpower should remain intact. And so America must be destroyed as a strong base for race and religion, that has to go, that has to fall. And we know now, that's why that they have negotiated with such geopolitical powers, such as to the United Nations, to China, and Russia, India, and her allies, which has now become the recipients of all the infrastructure of America for jobs. Obama can't give the world jobs when there's none here to give. All Obama and the rich and the proud and the elite are worried about is because that they can be served and fed and their treasures can be gathered at their feet. And this is why they have sold out on America. Number one is the control of the people. We've gone over 20 years, like I said, which an all-pervading technology infrastructure was set up and put in place that enabled the rich and the powerful to wield truly global, societal, electronic control. So the internet, cell phones, PCs, cable, TV, RFID transponders, chips, data processing, surveillance, mass data storage, satellite communications, barcodes, mass psychological warfare tactics, human genetics of the mapping, perhaps even more secret and or clandestine technology like HARP and Blue Beam that I've talked about already. The control of the nations would be the next thing. With the control of the people, then control through a system of caretaker governments around the world. We would have CEO-like presidents owing their soul to the globalization to control the resources, to become the global power elite's corporate overworld to take over most of the remaining state-owned companies, which is what the agenda is now. The democratic governments they put in power, it turns into a national of legal frameworks upside down. In a sense, we would have a dictator running, making people think that they are voting for the national interest when in reality they're controlled through economic, finance, industrial, political, and social stages. The so-called independence was brought about and given very positive mainstream media coverage describing that this is what we need to do, and we could do this for our own good, and we would be so brainwashed and controllable from the centralized power structures that we would give in. For instance, if you built a car in Europe, it could carry an engine built in Japan. The electronic systems could be assembled in India and gearboxes made in the United States. Frame systems could be made in Mexico or wherever. And on top of that, the greed of the New World Order that's taking over, they would bring the parts and the components to a threshold dangerously close to plant stoppage anytime they wanted to, as well as food, so that they could control the system that is generated with global ripples affecting industries all over the planet. Now, the progressive awakening, demise of many key processes associated with globalism, mostly out of a haphazard horizontal cross-border, which would produce a chaotic nature, and the rebirth of new formats soon to be retooled to support the world government goals. So then it would go from globalization to world globalization to incorporate the necessary survival from one nation to the other would depend solely upon this system designed to weave it together and control it. It's called micromanaging planet Earth. And that's what they've done. It's a highly complex series, and it's working for the major elite with the universities programming, mind controlling those who come into these halls of higher learning to become researchers, investigators, operators, lobbyists, journalists, and media players, all profusely financed by the global corporate and the world banking structure to serve the new world global elite. Now, you notice that we've had global chaos in the Arab world, and we don't know why. It's because of the new world government orders that's taking place through a complex, gradual crisis field, crisis everywhere. You might not have a job. You better play ball with us. You better appreciate the job you've got. It's getting worse. We have the financial triggers, the economic triggers, the political triggers. We have the cultural change of the power elites, which have implemented this, and now we've reached new heights. And, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is today looking like a coming world government, multi-centered along the European Union, with the United States playing a minor, not a major. You see, they're going to destroy this nation, it's their plans, with this 12-step transitional trigger device that I've just related to you, that to where we're going to be in a time of trouble, interlocked, in a highly complex, holistic matrix that is very flexible in its tactics, but rigidly unbending in its strategic objectives. You're going to all experience a financial meltdown in the global financial system. They don't care to bring the dollar down and bankrupt it. They don't care to destroy the European Union. That's nothing to them. They created both of them. And there's going to be a financial meltdown in the global financial system coming soon. Trillions upon trillions of dollars we now have in toxic debt write-off, with the hardworking, responsible citizens now having to pay for irresponsible central bank money, the printing. We've done been charged for it. We're paying for it right now. They pay for it in Greece. They pay for it in Ireland, in Iceland, in Portugal, in Argentina. Now you can add Spain and Italy and Great Britain. They're right in there right now with hyperinflation adding up to trillions more for bankster bailout. We're talking about the controlling of Goldman Sachs, Citicorp, HSBC, which, by the way, owns 70% of the National Bank of Iraq, the Deutsche Bank, the J.C. Morgan Chase, the UBS, and all of the global power elite, they're willing to collapse the U.S. dollar and the euro, as I said, replacing it with a global gold-backed currency. Now, you remember what Pastor Buddy has told you. We're going to a global currency once they bankrupt the world's currencies to combine it into a global gold-backed currency. You'll fall for that, won't you? Makes sense, don't it? Now, if you look at the new $100 bill that they're putting into circulation, it's designed and it splits the note right down the middle, with the left side carrying symbols that may be interpreted as saying goodbye to Fed fiat money, while the other side seems to be saying hello to the coming gold-backed world currency. It's the time for us to convert back to our Father. There is no answer, ladies and gentlemen, except what lays with Yahweh. Turn to Him today. You listen, Pastor Buddy? I love you tonight. Now, let me give you my telephone number. 423-351-1082. Give me a call. You can write me at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark, my Brother Ed, my Brother Bud. All these are Mississippi boys in the Southland. By Brother Paul in the Northland, a longtime friend, 1-800-253-2748. Tell Brother Paul Pastor Buddy sent you there. Wonderful man. Praise Yahweh. If you would like more information on these earthquakes and tsunamis as to whether they're man-made or whether they've been assisted by controlling the weather with an earthquake machine capable of mass destruction to bring in, I know it sounds unreal that they could bring in a storm and direct it. If the natural system responds the storms to the jet stream and other factors, they know how to move it and to where to bring it. We got a case in point tonight going up to affect at least 56 to 65 million people. Write me. That's a buddy. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, as I said. 37874. Call me. 423-351-1082. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWCR 4840. I'll be in here at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central. Don't miss it. And we'll tell you some more about the plans and the conspiracy of the New World elite, which is slowly but surely taking over in a world that's unsuspecting until the Bible says it'll come upon all the world and it will deceive the very elect. Let's make sure that we're not in that, because we are Yahweh's elect and we're not dumb down. Their technology is not working. We don't receive it. We're going to stand. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless.